Okay, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Vayishlach, or Vayishlach, and so there is a there's so many things to speak about. The Ramban actually in this week's parasha explains that everything that Yaakov Avinu did, by the way, the Ramban says, if you have a big meeting with a non-Jewish leader or whatever, there's a segula to do what before? Read from the beginning until the end, from the beginning of the parasha until the end of the showdown. It's a segula. And you learn so many things from Yaakov Avinu. I want to show this. I want to tell you this. Oh, yeah, this is Galut. Now, interestingly enough, Haftarat HaShavua is what? Chazon Ovadia. Yeah. Chazon Ovadia is Haftarat HaShavua. Why is that? What's the connection? Obviously, you always have to look for the connection between the Haftarah and the Parasha, because that's why they went to Kin. Ovadia was Ger Edomi. Ovadia himself was a Ger from Edom. And what was his prophecy all about? His was what? Was about the Ve'alu Moshe'in Be'er Tzion Lishpot Etar Aisav Ve'itel Adonai Menucha, is the last pasuk in the Haftarah. He's the one to speak about the downfall of Aisav. Who did Hashem pick to prophesize about the downfall of Aisav? Aisav. Says, you're going to say it. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, there's famous Gemara. People don't know where it comes from. We learn, yeah, what's, anybody here learn Baba Kama? Mazim Mav'ay. Mav'ayish bezmachloket. O Adam, or Shin, right? Rabin Shmuel. And if it's Adam, where do we learn that? Where would we learn from? Ech nechpesu Aisav niv'o maspunav. That's Gemara. In the beginning of Baba Kama. Where's that pasuk? Ovadia, Perik Aleph, because there's only one Perik in there. So, over there, in the Ovadia, he was a Navi, he was a Ger, and he was Moser Nefesh Gadol Me'od. We know that when Achav was annihilating all of the Nevi'im, what did he do? He took 100 Nevi'im, tried to save them, put 50 in one cave, put 50 in another, brought them parnasah, bread, water, kept them alive, and then he took a lot of loans to pay for it, and then when he died, they started coming after his wife. Who did his wife go to save her? Elisha Navi. Right, that was the Haftarah of Parashat Vayera a few weeks ago. Anyway, Mikol Makom, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, yeah, Vayikach Ovadiyahu me'a nevi'im vayachbi'im 50 ish v'me'ara. Ma'ishna 50 ish? Why did he take only, if he wanted to save, 100? So take all 100. So they didn't need social distancing. So take all 100 nevi'im and put them in one cave. Amar bil Azar, says the Gemara, Mi'akov lamad, Shneimar. He learned it from Yaakov Avinu. Why? Yaakov Avinu also was preparing for the worst. And what did he do? Let's split him up. Chas v'shalom, worst case scenario, at least he'll have one salvation. So that's why he split them up 50 and 50. The Maharsha on the spot, he's tamer. He says, wow, this is a limud chazak. Why can't you just say, learn the misvado? Pashut, yeah? He had to learn it from Yaakov. It's a pashut, you know? You want to kind of do damage control. If there's any issue, this is what you do. It's a svara, svara pshuta. It's logic, pure logic. Why do you have to learn it out of Yaakov Avinu? We learn also, the Gemara says, Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Kafei Amud Bet. The Gemara says that if a person meets up with the goy, what do? When you meet up with the goy and there's chashash sakana, what do you do? Yirvach lo haderech, which means what? You tell him, like what? Like we learn out from Yaakov Avinu. What do you tell him? Oh, yeah, I'll meet you. I'll meet you in Sa'ir. Yeah, I'll meet you there. And then what? Where do you learn that from? Says the Gemara, you learn it from Yaakov Avinu. Ad asher avo. Here he says, Ad asher avo el adoni Sa'ira. And then when he says, no, come with me, I'll keep you people. He says, what do you do? Yeah, Mikey? Toda, 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 toda. No, you know, family, kids, sheep, ze. No, I'll give you people. No, ma, ze. Basof. Now, says what? So he says, where do we learn that from Yaakov Avinu? You can learn from Yaakov Avinu, it's a pashut. You know, give him the slip and run. So, there's another Gemara, famous Gemara, everybody knows this Gemara, in Sanedin da Feud Ali. The Gemara says that once, it's in the, over there it's talking about how many, the sugya over there is how many dayanim you need for Ibur HaChodesh. So the Gemara says over there, how many bedin do you need for Ibur HaChodesh? Ibur Hashanah, seven. You need seven people. Ma'aseh, huh? Yeah? So now also in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? So the Gemara says, Ma'aseh Rabban Gamliel, he called Chachamim for Ibur Hashanah, and he went up to the Aliyah, that was like the secret hideout, And he found, he walked in, there were already seven people there with him, eight. Uh-oh, one extra, which means that there was somebody here who was uninvited. So he says, whoever wasn't invited, yelech mipo. Lech mipo. Yeah? So what happened? Nobody was getting up. Basof, who got up? Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan, we know him better from Masechet Berachot. What was he mitaken? Laminin. Shmuel HaKatan got up and he left. He got up and left. Everybody left after him. And says the Gemara, he shouldn't have gotten up because Shmuel HaKatan was invited. But what? He wanted to save people from shame. And the Gemara says, brings a bunch of ma'asim over there of Tanaim and Amoraim. He says, where did Shmuel HaKatan get it from? And then the Gemara says another thing with Rabbi Chiya. That one time Rabbi Chiya was in Shir and Rabbi walked in and there's a terrible smell of garlic. Rabbi says, Mi she'achal shum yakum yetzin. He says, I can't. You know, I got to give Shir. I can't. Obviously, Rabbi didn't want to shame anybody, but it's Mishageah. You ever sit next to a person who smells? Mishageah tasechen. Anyway, B'kitzur, what happened? Nobody was getting up. Who got up? Rabbi Chiya. Gdol HaTalmidim. Rabbi Chiya got up and left. What happened? Everybody packed out. Next day, says Mara, Pagashoto, Rabbi Shimon Berbi. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Atahu Shetziarta Le'aba. Is it me? Is it you that caused my father Tzari? You made the shear disperse. He says, Lo Tehe Kazot Yisrael. What he says, I wasn't the one who did it. I didn't eat the garlic, but we can't have a situation where a person's going to be ashamed. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya Mechan Lamdo, where did Rabbi Chiya learn this hanhaga from? He learned it from Rabbi Meir. Very interesting. The Gemara says, one time, a lady walked into Beit Midrasho of Rabbi Meir, and she says, Achad mikem kiddeshani bevi'a. One of you guys in this yeshiva was mekadesh oti bevi'a. Shkoyach. Me? Lo yodeh. Says the Gemara, Amad Rabbi Meir, v'girsha v'get kritut. Amdu kulam v'girsha. Right? Rabbi Meir came, the Rishiva came, gave her a get. Everybody else gave her a get also, and then Yelna. Says the Gemara, where did Rabbi Meir learn it from? From Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan from Shechemya. Shechemya, who did he learn it from? The Gemara keeps on giving stories, either from Yoshua or Moshe. Rabotai says the Agon Reb Chaim Halevi, Zichat Tzidik Gebracha, in Sichot Musar. Yeah, unfortunately, the Mir Yeshiva suffered not only the Mir Yeshiva, but the entire Olam HaTorah, the Mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva. It is a legend. Agon Reb Aaron Chodesh, Zichat Tzidik Gebracha, passed away this week. Yesterday. This is mamash a legend. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitt says in Sichot Musar, says the same question. Why does the Gemara need to tell me where this one went from here and you went from there? Nobody wanted to embarrass anybody. What do you mean? He learned from him, he learned from him, all the way up to Yoshua and Moshe. Mazin. The answer, says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitt in Sichot Musar, is huge. He says, apparently, even the things that are the simplest in life and the things that are most misvara, the Masoret HaTorah teaches us that a person cannot deviate from his Rebbe, Yamin Usma. Even the things that seem the simplest, even the things that seem the most logical, you need a Rebbe. You need a Ma'aser Rav. You need to have seen or experienced your Rebbe doing something of that sort and say, okay, now I can do it. It makes perfect sense to me. But I need to have seen it from my Rebbe first. It's a huge limud. And not only that, the Gemara at the end in Sanhedrin over there says that eventually they got up to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did the Gemara say to begin with, why didn't Shmuel HaKatan learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is everybody needs to learn from their Rebbe. How? Rabbi Chiya learned it from Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir from Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan from Chaniah. All the way up. You can't jump back to Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to relate. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu is Adon HaNevi'im. And he's everybody's Rebbe. Yeah? Like, Maran Zichron Bracha, yeah, somebody sent out the thing of the name. Yeah? Abraham, right? There's a story. I'll tell the story for the people who don't know the story. This was a classic Maran Zichron Bracha. Maran Zichron Bracha hated weird Israeli names with a passion. You know, like weird Israeli names. He was not a fan. Like many times, I watched when like Israelis sometimes maybe they don't know or whatever. So they used to want him to be sandak for their children by Brit Milah. So, you know, Mishmer Hotel with Jim. No, he wouldn't go. They would come to him. They would come to the shul. Anybody who wants him to be sandak, they would come. And there was Yishem every day almost because he was sandak, like almost every day. Sometimes multiple times a day. So anyway, so some of the Kareshem of Israel, Nimrod. Abraham! They get like very, very upset. Like, don't say stupid names. Anyway, B'kitzur. So one time. Huh? Anyway, אבל... Yeah, בדיוק. Yeah, makes sense. Anyway, טיפש. Anyway, אבל מכל מקום, you have to realize that... Oh, so one time somebody came to him, Rav Tzvi Chaka came to him, his gabai, in the middle of learning. Now you really, to disturb him in the middle of learning was dangerous. Because like, when he was learning, he was in his own... If it was something important, obviously, whatever. But you don't bother him with all sorts of nonsense in the middle of learning, because it's mamash bitul Torah, and every second's precious. So he asked him, he showed him that he was there, and he says, he looked up, and he says, but I'm sorry, whatever. He says, there's somebody who just had a baby, and he wants to know, he gave him a whole list of four, you know, Israeli happy names, and he wanted to know which one he should, and he gave him the list, he looked it over, you see Menachem Ramcha like looking it over, he says, tagid lo, shenim ya'ais oto, shikra et ben shelo, Abraham. Yeah, that's what he said, yeah? Abraham was none of the above. Yes. Anyway, but so he looked at him. Reb Tzvi told him, he's like, Abba lo kol kach dati. Abi ben lo kol kach dati. He looks at him. Abraham, you know, aya dati? Aya dati? Well, aya avinu. That's like classic. Abraham Avinu was pretty religious. But anyway, that's not, you know, but that's not what he, that's, anyway, Abba mikol makom, this is the way to do it, Rabotai. You know, you got to learn each one from his own Rebbe. That's why the Gemara in Brachot Dav Zayin Amud Bet, the Gemara says, Gadol Shimusha Yoter Milimuda. It's more important, it's greater for a person to serve his Rebbe than to learn from his Rebbe. Why? Where do we learn that from? From Elisha. Asher Yatzak Maim Al Yedei Eliyahu. It says that he poured water on the hands of Eliyahu. Asher Lamad Lo Ketiv. The Gemara, the Torah, the Navi doesn't say that he learned from Eliyahu, which he did. It says he poured water. Why? Because when you learn from him, you learn from his Torah. When you serve the Rebbe, you learn him. You learn the Rebbe's Hanagot, which includes the Torah. The Gemara, Masechet Berachot, Af Mem Zayin Amud Bet, the Gemara says, Am Ha'aretz cannot be joined as part of his Imum. Everybody knows the famous Tosfot on the spot, and Marana Shulchan Aruch passings like the Tosfot, that what today, Kulam, you know, not Kulam Am Ha'aretz, Chas Shalom, but today we join Am Ha'aretz for... you know, for Zimun, because otherwise you'd never have a Zimun. But whatever it is, Midina Gemara, the Baraita says Meforash, that Am Haaretz Ein Mizamnin Alav. Midina Gemara, if you have a guy that's Am Haaretz, you can't join him as part of Zimun. Ata Am Haaretz, Lech Shev Sham. Now, it says like this, yeah? Says the Gemara, wonderful. Ezu Am Haaretz. What's an Am Haaretz? Maskanat Gemara is Mechloket Amoraim. Maskanat Gemara is Kara, Shana, what was the lashon? Hold on here. I have the lashon here. Here, kara shana velo shimeshtam lechachamim. How does he am haaretz? He learned Tanakh. He learned Mishnah, Gemara, but he wasn't mishmeshtam lechachamim. He didn't serve them lechachamim to be able to derive halacha lemaaseh. Ze am haaretz. Learn everything. Baki. He didn't serve them lechachamim. He didn't hang out. He didn't, you know, stick to a rebbe to learn halichot vaalachot. That guy's Am Haaretz. Look how important it is to learn everything, even the Devarim Hachi Pshutim. Now, not to say there's people who take this to the extreme, which is that, you know, before every breath, or before he sneezes, or before he, you know, Rebbe should do this. No. When you serve a Talmid Chacham, and when you have a Rebbe for long enough, you already understand that's supposed to endow you with the understanding, after a while, my Rebbe would have done this, and he would have done that. Because, Im Lo Ken Teda, what's the Raya? People lose their Rebbe. No? Doro lecha doro ba. Rebbeim unfortunately pass away. What does a person do when his Rebbe passes away? Matase afshav mitishal. Every time you're going to go to the kever, matase.
You know.
Huh?
You know what he said.
You hang out with your Rebbe for long enough, you understand. You get his, your Rebbe becomes part of you. That's the way Am Yisrael is. And that's why each one has to learn from his own Rebbe all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Afilu advarim hachi pshutim. Even the things that are the most obvious and the most logical, you need a Rebbe to teach it to you. That's the beauty of the Torah, that Shimushtam D'Chachamim, and that's why we learn so many Pashto things from Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu was, Ya Avinu, yeah, Yaakov Avinu, yeah, because, and that's what a father does, he teaches his children in the proper way, so even when he's not there anymore, he's able to know how to act. Rabotai, I thank you for listening, Shabbat Shalom, Tzko Shem Rabot, Bezat Hashem, go to, yeah, I got to run, but there's Mincha, when, Mike?